Hi guys, you're welcome to the Be More with Olori podcast. Thank you for joining me again, and you will not believe it, guys. I promise you, it was not planned. I have another friend with me today. She came visiting for my health and lifestyle. You know, you have to get these things in order for the journey ahead. And we were just having conversations about, you know, doing things by yourself. Now, you know, there's this whole part of it that says, you know, you have to collaborate and do all those great things. But there's also the part of you doing this goal, this particular goal by yourself. Bumi, how far now?
Hi.
You know, so, I mean, we're just going to flow today. And we just hope that you guys get what you need to from this podcast. Because the truth is, sometimes the goal is not necessarily to prove a point, but God wants you to do it the way he said it, you know. And I mean, that's what today's episode is about. It's called do it yourself, but with God on your inside. Do you know what I mean? So I've been given this mandate for years, and it's to build industrial parks across Africa and promote Africa's export manufacturing. And I'm telling you, have you ever been in a place where that particular goal looks so far away? You're just like, God, okay, can I just borrow and go and work for somebody who's doing industrial park? And trust me, guys, at the time when God said I should do this industrial park stuff, I said to him, I was like, how do you want me to do this? Like, how do you want me to start building industrial parks? It cost $100 million to do one industrial park that just houses about 20,000 people. Hello, sir. Where do I get the money? Where do I get anything, the resources and all those bits in between? And Bumi's talking about what she was recently told to do, which is what? Do it yourself. Yes. Tell us about that experience.
Okay, so I'm a high achiever, so I love to smash goals. I love to do stuff.
Yeah.
And one of the things, one of the highlights of my walk with God, basically, is that me and him will partner to do stuff together.
Right.
Even just moving to Nigeria and starting pioneering this industry, health and fitness, because, I mean, just backing to 2013, there was nothing like this in this space, right? And so that was the first one. And so obviously, every year I try to do something to better the lives of individuals around the world, but Africa is my point of call. And I have been wanting to do something since for almost a year now, and I'm looking for international people that I will collaborate with. And then of course I found two that I was like, you know, I'm going to send them an email. You know, drafted out amazing proposal. I'm like, of course they're going to jump on this. And then the first person didn't email me back. The first company didn't email me back. Second company didn't email me back for like 6 weeks. And then they did. They asked me to fill a form. I did. And then ghost. Right? And then maybe like 2 months later, I sent another email. I'm like, hey, just following up, right? And just this year, so this was in 2019. In 2020, I was praying about it. And I just felt God just, you know, sometimes you can tell God's emotion when you're talking to him, right? And I just felt like God just giving me the eye, like, you're going to do it yourself.
Can you imagine?
We're going to do it together. Wow. Why are you needing somebody to do what I have called you to do? This is your point of call. This is the place that I've called you to. So you're going to do it, and I'm going to show you how. And then this was exactly what I told him. I'm like, how you won't take Duam? I said it in Pidgin.
Oh my goodness, for those listening out of Nigeria, how you want to do it means, how do you want to do this? Like, how do you want to do it? Oh my goodness.
And then he was like, watch me.
Wow.
I'm going to show you exactly what you need to do. And then the next day, I was just on my computer, and he just told me, Google this. And I did. And I started doing some research, and just, you know, just the stuff that I came across.
I'm telling you.
It was just like, flesh cannot tell me to check this out.
I love it.
Right?
It's
just so amazing.
You know, the funny thing is that when God gives us that dream, and truth be told, Bumi, it's always grand.
Yes.
It's big. So our own, sort of our mind wants to bring it down to the level that we are currently working on. So that collaboration was your way of interpreting do it. Because in your mind, you're like,
at my level now.
At my level now, I need to collaborate. And God's like, no, you're ready to be alone. You're ready to do this alone.
Yes.
And a lot of us don't feel ready. And I think that's a message I just want to tell someone there today. You are ready. You are ready. You've got this. Because somebody backing you is bigger than you.
Yes.
Because somebody bigger than you has said, go. And I think that we have to come out of this thing where we keep belittling who is on our inside.
Yes.
Because you just said something that he said, go and do this on Google. I thought I was the only one who God tells to go on Google and search some things out. I'm so glad. Like, I don't know if you guys have been there where he'll just give you a terminology and like, what does that mean? And you get into Google and you're like,
Wow.
Okay. Did you put that there or what's happening? And I think the first thing that I just also want to share is that, you know, after you look at this plan, there's also a part of you who will always feel fear. How do you handle fear, Bumi?
I've felt fear in many different ways and many different times. But for me, a big part of it is sitting before the Lord.
Right, right.
And that has always been where I get my courage from.
Right.
I sometimes can be like... who's that guy in the Bible again who asked God so many times?
Cyrus?
No. If he should go. I forget the name. But always asking, are you sure? Yes.
Gideon.
Thank you very much.
Yeah, Gideon.
Sometimes I can be like that. However, sometimes I'm like, go after it.
Ruthless.
Right? But it's just that time, sitting before the Lord and letting him point to me, knowing that you just said that as we're having a conversation.
Yeah.
As the way he sees Jesus, it's the way he sees me.
Right.
Where Jesus sits, I sit.
I sit.
And so there's nothing that he has for me that I cannot get.
Right.
As long as I can sit down in his presence and get the strategy that I need. When I get the strategy, I see how. I see the how-to to do it. In the strategy, in sitting down there, he can tell me, these are the people you need to go to. Or go here, and then maybe you meet someone.
Right.
Right? So most times, I just sit down before the Lord and say, I feel fear.
Right.
I'm afraid.
Straight. Like, I'm let's afraid. Be there's, real.
There's no... You already know how I feel.
Exactly.
So I'm afraid right now.
Mm-hmm.
But what do you have to do? What do you have to say about
this? We have to work this out somehow.
How are we going to do it? And always, always, he has always come through.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Always with a word of encouragement.
Yes.
Always with my spirit strengthened.
Yes.
And always ready to go
yes.
and fight.
Yes.
You know? That's basically how it has been for me.
And, you know, it's so amazing because sometimes we underestimate that we actually need to be encouraged from time to time. Why did David encourage himself in the Lord? Why? If really there was no battle, if there was really nothing for him to feel like he's losing steam on, you know, because losing steam does not necessarily mean you have lost faith. You know, it doesn't mean that. And I think that for some people out there who may be listening, you feel like because you are no longer excited and it's like nothing spectacular is happening, you feel like you're losing your faith. Not true. Like, you know, Bumi just said, how about going back to God and just being like, God, I'm actually tired. You know, and I feel like for me right now, and this is me being really transparent, you know, guys, I'll tell you how it is. At the point when this industrial park thing was happening, I didn't even see myself in the scheme of things. I don't know how to explain that. Like, I saw a lot of moving parts, but I wasn't in there. And there's also a thing about timing, Bumi. There's a thing about timing, about God's timing, where he's like, I'm putting you through this prep season because when it happens, you won't even know how you landed in the middle. So I'm guessing that the reason why I'm feeling bad is because, like you said, you're a go-getter. Go-getters need results.
Yeah.
So when they've gone a year chasing one thing and not getting that thing, no, God, what's happening? And God is like, and I feel he's using this to retool me.
Yes, it's growth. It's how you grow.
Let's talk about that.
That's
growth.
How you grow.
The growth part of what we're discussing today, I think, don't take this thing for granted. You are growing, no? Even though that thing is not happening yet, there's still the part that God is taking you through that is super, super big. And he just needs you to learn what he's teaching you, how he's teaching you. But then knowing that your character also needs development.
Yes, for that.
For that, you know. And he's been telling me, oh, this is so emotional for me right now. this morning God was telling me the reason why you've been feeling the way you're feeling is because I'm taking your control away.
Wow.
Ah.
That's heavy.
That was so deep. I was like, God, what did I do to you? And he was like, no. See, you want to predict and control me to come through for you how you want me to come through. But you don't want me to control you into purpose. I said, God, but I thought you loved me. He said, I absolutely do. And that's why I'm taking you through this grueling process of letting go. Let go. Let go, Olori. Let go. Don't want to calculate it. I know you're a go-getter. And that is this flip side of your character, which is you may override God.
You make things happen.
You just make things happen. You know how it is. But I mean, God trusts us. That's why he gave it to us. But he's also like, that flip side of your character wants to do it ahead of me and wants to do it your way, you know. But tell me, Bumi, how has this process been for you as per growing? How has it helped you with this character building, you know, waiting for something that you know God has given you, but you don't even, how shall these things be, as Mary said?
Yes. For me, it has brought me to my knees.
I know.
That's right? The truth. Every thing that God puts in my hand to do usually brings me into more surrender.
Absolutely. In brokenness in my life.
Yes. Yeah. And for a lot of people, God uses your business, like for me, as consecration.
Yes. Right. Yes.
And so I know that even in the seemingly things that seem like they're not going well, or I'm not really sure.
Yeah.
It's like he's there.
Yeah, yeah.
Right. And so there's patience in there. Yeah. Right. I'm learning the patience of just waiting. And there's so many things that you just want to do. And God is like, okay, not right now. They're like 2 years ago, like 4 years ago, in fact, my son was a baby when I first got the dream of the app, of the Shredder Gang app.
Wow.
In 2016.
Wow.
The app didn't come out until 2019.
Wow. Three years.
Three years of not saying anything about it. 3 years of building, right? And then 14 months of rigorous work of data collection. And so much happens in that time with your character, right? That God, things don't go well. You see people that the developers, I'm sure people know developers and how crazy they are. And then having to even deal with the humans that are involved in this project.
Right.
Teaching you love, teaching you patience, teaching you self-control. And it's all of that, the fruits of what God really wants from you.
Yeah.
He takes this dream and pulls it out of you. And so even with this new one that I'm about to embark on, it's like, and this one is like the biggest one that I've ever done.
Can you imagine?
Right? The app is small. It's Kikiri. You know, that means small.
Wow.
Compared to this one. And so it's just knowing that at the end of this, I am, it's like you said, come up higher.
Yeah.
And it's who I become. That's in the right. process.
Yes.
So really for God, is that thing is great, but it's who I become
while I'm doing that.
While I'm doing it. Yeah. That's the real deal.
Yeah, that's what he's more interested in. And that's the truth, you know, because there's another part that you touched on just before. And you said, there's also the part of watching it happened for other people, but it's not yet happening for you. Mm-hmm. That part is another thing that I feel has, it's not even a big deal until God shows you that it's a big deal. I don't watch people, Bumi. I don't really care about what everybody, I focus on my race. But then he started to tell me that, are you really sure that it's not bothering you? So who are you now trying to, or what are you trying to run ahead of? Who is chasing you? Why are you impatient? Why do you want it to happen in 2020? Why did you want it to happen in 2016? What was chasing you?
Why?
And he started to tell me, he said, you are unconsciously racing after someone's clock. Someone put it there. You just don't know. I need you to be aware that you need to get a grip on working tirelessly to finish things that I didn't put in you.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's a whole nother
so
level.
He just pulled me back. He's like, whoa, let's reel it back, reel it back. No, the dream is still yours. The goal is still yours. But can we get your motive right? Can we get your intentions right? Can we get this whole thing about, God, no, I need it done in 2020. And I'm saying to you that, guys, look, try not to get ahead of God. Try not to place the undue pressure on yourself, but know that you will do it yourself.
Mm-hmm.
You will do it yourself. Don't worry. You don't, that collaboration sometimes is not for those kind of projects. The kind of projects that God will give you, and he's saying to you that, auntie, you are the woman for that job, but you need to let me do it my way. Take your hand off. Let go and let God. Mm. Full stop. And I just hope that that's blessed somebody and giving you some form of consolation that it is still you that will do it. Doesn't matter what's not happening right now. But you need to trust God and give yourself some slack. Please don't even think for a second that you're not good enough. Don't think for a second that things are not working out, is slow, and God is saying to you, no, I got you. Thank you so much for joining me. Bumi, thank you. Just give them your last words.
Fantastic. Thank you so much for this
impromptu
podcast, but it was fun.
Yes.
So for me, last words would be, the world is not a stage. Ooh. Right? You're living for an audience of one.
Hallelujah.
So that's it for me.
Love it. Thank you so much, Bumi. God bless you. And I'm just praying for someone out there who's saying, you know, I need strength. I need God's love right now. I just need him to give me more strength. I'm praying that that strength is given to you today in the name of Jesus. You will not feel this undue pressure. You will not be overwhelmed. You will not be stressed out, because God doesn't want to stress you out. He just wants you to do his will. And I'm praying that that consecration will come in Jesus' name. All right, guys, thank you. Till next time, take care. Again, it wasn't supposed to come out today, but like I said last podcast, who makes the rules? If God says we do it, then we do it. Thank you for chilling with us. Take care. God bless.